CPR News, I'm Haley May. The state will pour millions of its own dollars into bus rapid transit projects as federal funding looks increasingly shaky. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
State officials hope that better public transit bus lines will cut carbon emissions and reduce traffic congestion. Bus rapid transit, or BRT lines, are designed for speed. They have large stations where passengers pay before they board. Buses travel in their own lanes generally and have priority at stoplights. State officials had hoped the federal government would fund about half of a planned BRT line on Federal Boulevard, but now they say that might not happen under the Trump administration. Meanwhile, a new state plan would funnel about $100 million raised through fees on retail delivery and Uber rides to BRT projects across the area. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Brittany Pederson and Florida Republican Anna Paulina Luna racked up a big win in the House yesterday. They beat back an attempt by House Speaker Mike Johnson to kill their resolution to allow new parents to designate a proxy to cast their votes in person.
We're changing the way that Congress works, making sure that moms and parents have a voice, and I'm just so proud to be a part of this.
House leaders plan to try again next week to stop the proxy voting resolution from getting a floor vote. Police are reminding drivers to slow their speeds after multiple people were caught going over 100 miles an hour on I-25 near Thornton last month. Excessive speeding can result in a lost license and a fine of up to $2,600. This is CPR News.